Coming up, Waukee.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Saturday night at the Civic Center, you can see this show. We'll tell you about tickets here in just a moment. But right now on the phone with us, the show is called Alton Brown Live. Eat your science. Alton Brown is here.
Yay!
Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, I hear this show is just absolutely fantastic. You get to, you know, it's visual, and you describe food through science.
Well, yeah, what it is a culinary variety show. It's everything from live music to very large, very unusual culinary demonstrations, which are dangerous to the audience, but probably a little bit to me. There's puppets. There's a little bit of everything. If you're a food fan, it's a pretty decent 2.5 hours.
Now, I read you it's stuff you'll be doing stuff you weren't allowed to do on TV. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually came up with all my tour shows are based on just, it's really all stuff that I cannot do on television for various reasons. It's still a family show, but most of the stuff that I do on television is really practical. And what I like to do during this show is stuff that is highly impractical, but hopefully still entertaining and educational.
I have to say that my wife and I, we still giggle because you did a Good Eats episode all about using a Dutch oven, and we could not stop giggling. Still to this day.
Well, that just may be a statement that you're very easy to entertain.
Yeah, I get it. Now, another thing you're famous for on your tour is going to local restaurants and making some stops at local places. I know a lot of people have been tweeting you about places to go while you're in town, and that's kind of a surprise. But you had mentioned that one of your favorite restaurants is in the Des Moines area.
Oh, heck yes. That would be Fong's Pizza.
Oh, sure.
I will be at Fong's Pizza after the show, wearing a jet fighter helmet, drinking kamikazes, and eating pizza. I adore that place. It is an absolute culinary jewel. I hope you people realize how lucky you are to be able to walk into a place and drink tiki drinks and get crab rangoon pizza at the same time.
Because
most of America just doesn't have that weather.
The crab rangoon pizza is delicious. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, we know we're lucky.
I bet people are surprised, though, when you tell them one of your favorite places is in Des Moines, Iowa.
You know, I think what's funny about that is that I think there probably was a time a few years ago where that would have raised eyebrows. But in this day and age, there's so much great food everywhere in the United States that I don't think it surprises people anymore. I mean, there are great restaurants in Omaha. There are great restaurants in Madison, Wisconsin. There are great restaurants in Des Moines. You know, the food is not kind of the way it was even a decade ago, where you had to be on one of the major coasts or in a major city to get really, really great food. Things have changed.
Yeah, why is it? No one think we would like other food out here except pork?
No. Hey, are you talking about pork? Because that's a national treasure.
Oh, we know.
It's really simple. I think that it's just a matter of the fact that people have become so conscious of food, so aware of food. We're used to paying $4 for a decent coffee now. And food is kind of a national obsession in a way. And there's talent everywhere, and there's a market for it everywhere. So I don't think that it's just the kind of thing that you find in big, cosmopolitan centers anymore.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.